Mr. Collins said, "Well, why are they there?" He said, "They had a, about this size, a fire through here. And this
was about 5 foot.
No, the length of this table.
Oh, yeah. Oh, about.
And about a 2-inch plate on.
Yeah.
Steel plate. You had a fire under there. Mm. And when you burned in there, were best Yorkshire steam coal. Oh. And once you got it going, you put the shale coal on, which you could get in quite anywhere. They're all little bit the same as shale, aren't they? Mm. So, they put their dinners on this, didn't it? All them who worked at quarry.
Ah, yeah.
And for that end, you put the coals on them that were you wet through and all that.
Yeah.
So, and at this end, there were a great big cauldron with a tap on for a brew up.
Right.
So everything went right. So I looked up to our boss at this. And they used to give me threepence a week. They'd all quarry me after about 3 weeks.
Right.
Lots of money then. For a brewing for them.
Right.
And I had them all brew when they come in.
Yeah.
All in the proper places. And that were it.
How often did they have a brew? Was it?
Once.
Once?
Dinner time.
Dinner time, right.
Yep. The tater pies were on or whatever they wanted. Yeah. Tell you a funny story.
How did they get, so they brought their lunch up with them, potato pies to be warmed up or something?
Sorry?
They brought their lunch up with them, did they?
The dinner's not their lunches.
Right, yeah.
You're too dressed up, you are. The dinner's not so thick as a lunch. It's up cold water at tea. I'll tell you what, for lunch, they drank cold tea with plenty of sugar in. No milk, plenty of sugar. And that's how it went on. Mm. And it went on quite a while, about 12 months and that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, one day I was dragging a chain down to the smithy for repairing. And Mr. John coming up, he said, "What did you do, right?" I said, "I'm taking this chain down to Eli, he wants repairing." "Yeah, that's a big chain for a little lad," he said. "Well," I said, "it's all right going downhill." I said, "I'm coming back." And he said, "This is like a molten quarry," he said, "do we not?" He said, "can't you drive it?" I said, "Well, I'll have a do." "Well," he said, "they'll have to practice on it." "Well," he said, "and then use that."
Yeah.
So it was a little Morris commercial. Yeah. And it was a one tonner. But it had no cab on. It had no cab on. There was just a box to sit on. And there was a wooden flat.
Flatbed.
Aye.
Yeah.
So I got practising that.
Right.
And I stood up driving or Stirling bus or whatever you call it. So we got that going.
Yeah.
So a lot easier than our job, weren't it?
Yeah. It must have been hard to learn to drive. Did you have to double your clutch? No,
they're not.
For a young lad?
For a lad, yeah.
You
absorb, don't you, when you're a lad?
Yeah.
And just a big, they're a bottom of one of the holes when it finished and so it was pretty flat, so if you're running dirt, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
So that's why I made it easy.
Right.
So, mechanic had a look at it. He made all brakes all right. And they were all rod brakes in them days. Mm. You know, nothing else. When you put your foot down, everything worked from your foot pad. Back brakes.
Yeah.
There were no front brakes on.
No.
But that's how he went. We went on like that for ages.